Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
'Cause there's something down there.
So, hello everybody and welcome to a brand new series of Swampy's Red Rebel Radio. Obviously, the first series of the season ended 2 weeks ago. Apologies for the delay last week in a show. But we're back now. That's the most important thing. And back in the country, it's Swampy. Swampy, where are you?
I'm back in the country.
Oh, my goodness. Who knew?
I'm not going to reveal my location.
No, sure.
I have to protect those around me. So, therefore, I have to keep incognito and basically keep a very low profile. With certain things going on in Europe at this moment in time, I've got to be very careful.
Yeah, keep on the down low. But I was going to say it's been a few months since you left us to go back to the European Union. What's it like coming back to Britain at this time? I'd imagine it's like being an extra in the road or something like that.
Well, I've noticed the food shortages already. Just the price of goods has gone up considerably, and people have a slightly ashen look in their face, one of disbelief, and the momentous 29th of March is looming and looming and looming and looming, and I think people are looking quite desperate, to be honest.
You know what? You're right about the food shortages, because I was in Tesco the other day, and their cloudy lemonade, pack of four for 99p, sold out, wasn't available. I was concerned, Swampy. I went, that's Brexit, that. That is Brexit.
So,
right,
so you reckon there's been a rush on lemons from Tesco's? But perhaps what you could do, Ben, is
make your own. Don't say make your own.
Well, listen.
No one makes their own cloudy lemonade. Nobody.
Well, I think you'll find every time you watch a film, and they're in the deep south and it's a hot sweltering day. Would you like some of my homemade cloudy lemonade?
What was the film with Macaulay Culkin when he got stung by a bee and died at the end? Spoilers, by the way. Spoilers. Not Stand By Me. What was it called? What was the film?
That's going to be a good comedy, isn't it? Anything that Macaulay Culkin dies in.
Oh, no. Everyone cried. What was the film?
I don't know, Ben.
Oh, what was
Bee Sting?
No.
The Revenge of the Bee?
It wasn't Stand By Me, but it was another old song name.
Stand By Me was very good, in fairness. That's a cracking film, but... Don't know, Ben.
Anyway,
let's move on.
Get in touch and let us know at Red Rebel Radio.
But anyway, carry on. There's nothing wrong with making your own cloudy lemonade, because, you know, we're a throwaway society, Ben. And what we need to do, you've probably sat down and made your children watch programmes like Blue Planet and seeing all the disgraceful amounts of environmental waste that we have. You, by just making some cloudy lemonade, has stopped using the plastic packaging it came in, maybe the aluminium cans and tins that it came in. You're actually creating a better world for your future children, for your children and for their children going forward, Ben. So you've got to think about that. And we all need to think about that. There's no point in just, you know, having this throwaway society. We've got to start looking forward. And that's what we're going to do as of today, as far as football's concerned.
So FC United travelling to Hereford on Saturday for Hereford against FC United, live from Edgar Street, and this is your one-stop shop for some form of preview for Saturday's match.
Yeah, that's a very loose term, isn't it? Preview of the match. But anyway.
Well, this is it. I mean, this show doesn't pretend to be a fountain of all knowledge or anything like that. What we do is give you some kind of tourist guide and blag the rest. But we're not too judgmental or anything like that, are we, Swampy?
We're not, no, but others are, aren't they, Ben?
Oh, my goodness. Let's get into it, Swampy. I listened to a podcast this week from our colleagues over at Radio Hereford. It's got Going Down the Pub and...
Going Down the Pub.
With Frank and Simon, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good effort, and it was a good show. But very judgmental. Very judgmental, Swamper. And you didn't get mentioned once, which...
Well, welcome to the show there, Simon. Hello, Frank. How are you? I'm great. It's grand. Well, you got to say, are you really looking forward to this game coming up? No, I've got to say...
Are they from Ireland? What was that accent? What was that?
I don't know, but you didn't... Ben, you seem to be doing a lot of shouting today. You don't. You seem hyper. Have you had lots of coffee this morning? You're very hyperactive.
I went to Greg's. They didn't have the coffee I wanted. Brexit.
See what you should be doing, Ben, is you should be making your own coffee. I mean, if you have to go out of your house for coffee, you know it's a sad state of affairs when you can't even make yourself a brew. You're having to leave the house and go get a brew. That is quite simple to make, Ben, coffee.
Well, no, I'm saving on the milk bottles.
Well, no, you're not, are you, I think? What you're using is you're using cartons of milk rather than bottles of milk.
If anything, Swampy, what I'm doing here is socialising the breakfast because I'm sharing my breakfast with hundreds of other people in the South Manchester area. That's socialism right there. A sustainable model for getting your breakfast.
You're in Greg's.
I know, but it's not an individual act, is it? I'm spreading myself out. It's environmentally friendly what I'm doing there.
So what you're saying is the socialist thing to do is to shop in Greg's for breakfast because you're spreading yourself in the local community and it's environmentally friendly.
Exactly. Why buy one bottle of milk when you could share a bottle of milk with 10 other like-minded individuals?
You know it's come to something when you're laughing at your own jokes.
Oh, it's just funny, though. It's so ridiculous. Anyway, carry on.
It is. It's conservatism. It's finest. But anyway, yeah, Simon Wright, Frank Williams, not the Frank Williams, because obviously Frank Williams, a motor racing legend. Good cop, bad cop, Ben.
Yeah,
they had some decent points. Now, Simon, basically, I think Stato Paul's brain had been implanted in his... For 10 minutes of that show, because he had some big stats. FC United tomorrow, going down to Lake Street, we'll be playing their 695th game.
Did you know that? That's a lot of games, isn't it?
It's a lot of games. Yeah. 695 competitive games. Also, I think it's our 111th different venue.
I did know that, actually.
We were also the team who played. I like the fact that when we played them when they went back to Edgar Street and FC were invited to play them for the first time back there. Simon states quite clearly with his horse of that game of basically we let them win. He said because Tom Greaves missed an absolute bucketful and their team was full of basically Rangers. Well, no one of any note, and they beat us. And he believes that we actually threw the game purposely, so it was good for them. I can't say whether they were or not, but
that's a socialist thing to do, though, isn't it? That's what we're like.
What you'd have us all do is you'd have us all marching down to Greg's, and the whole team in Greg's. Oh, we've lost 5-0 because we're in Greg's. It was interesting to listen to because Simon is a big fan of FC United. So now the thing is, tomorrow we're going to be quite. They probably won't listen to this, but we're going to meet them tomorrow, no doubt.
Yes.
These guys, because they also do the programme for the club, and you know they've got a massive passion for Hereford, and you know in that respect, all good on them. Frank doesn't like the FC model, does he? Oh no, he's not all for that. He has a belief, doesn't he, that our model can only take us as far as the Northern Premier Division. Which I found quite interesting, as we've had our fourth season now in the National League North, and he said the ownership model that we have is not sustainable, and therefore our fans will be expecting nothing because we've got no ambition. We want to stay where we are, and I'm surprised we're even playing in cup competitions because that has involved sponsorship. Now, Simon. Didn't necessarily agree with any of that. He thinks FC United and likes the model and everything else about them. But we are all different, and it was a different viewpoint, and it was an interesting viewpoint. I mean, it was clearly, as far as I'm concerned, completely wrong, because you look at other clubs around the country and other clubs around the world that are fan-owned. So the model can work and does work. You don't need to just basically follow the crowd. We know Hereford have been Hereford themselves, have been in actually the old second division. That's how high they got. And considering there's actually only 58,896 people living in the Hereford area, is no small feat. But if you have a chance, have a listen to Simon Wright and Frank Williams on Going Down the Pub. What I do like about that show, Ben, is
yes.
I like the background noise.
Yeah, they're actually in a pub.
Which, yes.
Yes. We do shows like that.
We do, yes. And this show should have some background, I think, as well, rather than just us two
The old producer of this show, Pace, God love him, he used to have a drip noise of a cellar, which I thought was the point of this show in the olden days, so that's fine. But
it was.
Frank's not totally wrong, by the way, we should say, because, you know, no model is perfect, and FC United has developed over the years. No two supporter-owned clubs are the same. And
Kraftwerk, the model, perfect model.
And I'm pretty sure within 5 years, FC United will have adapted to its surroundings. That's what fan ownership brings you, the ability to adapt. And, you know, I think we're at our level at the moment because we've got a big stadium to pay for, and that's what we're doing.
Look, we know our limitations currently as a football club. We know where we would like to be, I'm sure, individually. I know collectively. Management always want to succeed and move forward and get to the highest they can in divisions and also in cup competitions. So it is interesting to listen to another point of view, though, I've got to say. And it was interesting that they actually devoted the entire show to FC United. So in that respect, that was good.
We don't even do that.
It's a good point. Well made. Yeah, I'm guaranteed tomorrow we won't be doing it either. thanks for those guys. We'll be seeing them tomorrow. And as you say, did you know, Ben?
Yes.
It's not a near place, is it, Hereford? To be honest, no. I mean, if you are travelling tomorrow, you're looking at well, if it's Friday now. If you set off now, you might get there just in time for the game if you're walking, because it takes 38 hours. However, if you're a bit keener than that and you reckon you can get there with a bit of time to spare, you could cycle. And that only takes 11 hours and 29 minutes ordinarily on a push bike.
Is someone on Google Maps? Is someone on Google Maps doing this show? I cannot believe
No. And if you're going to get the train, 2 hours and 3 minutes. It took me 2 hours to get back from Brussels to London, and it takes 2 hours and 3 minutes to go 133 miles. That's all it is, 133 miles.
133?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I thought Brussels was... How did you get here that fast? Was it by hyperplane or something? Brussels isn't that close to England, is it?
Benjamin, you're confusing things, aren't you? It's 133 miles to the Cathedral City.
From
the Republic of Mancunia.
I was doing a Dominic Raab. I thought, I know Brussels is miles away from England. I know, it's true.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Do not mention that man's name on my radio show. How very dare you?
Did he think when he went on Eurostar to France, did he just think he was going under a standard tunnel under a hill? He didn't realise the sea was above his head.
To be honest, I think the sea is actually within him.
You're going to travel all that way by foot. There is a warm welcome when you arrive at Hereford on Saturday. The number one thing to do in Hereford is to visit the Chase Distillery.
Number one of 39
things to do in Hereford. Got it.
Number one thing to do is get yourself digs, isn't it? Because it's so what you're going to have to do is get yourself digs now. The average price of a 3-star hotel in Hereford is £77. But if you want to push the boat out up to a 5-star, averagely only £119 a night for a twin room with breakfast.
What kind of breakfast? Is it? Is it a shared Greg's breakfast, or is it an individual portion supported by Margaret Thatcher?
Well, as it is a conservative constituency run by Jesse Norman, ex-Barclays Bank director and man with lots of degrees and an Etonian, as you'd expect. There would be a normal British breakfast, English breakfast, and a continental breakfast. But obviously after Brexit, yeah. continental breakfasts are banned. So it's just full fat English to your heart's content for either £119 or £77 averagely. So that's pretty good.
Your standard continental breakfast is gone after March. No yogurts, no croissants, no Dairy League triangles. It's all out the window. You're done. But back to your point.
actually, you were about to say, weren't you? That Chase, they do vodka.
Yeah.
They do gin, and I've got to say that Chase are an exceptionally good brand of beverage, and it's always worth going to that place. But also, you've got, from a beer perspective, and I'm not saying there's you can go to one of these. I think the other you can't go to because Bulmers is now owned by Heineken. So again, it's a big corporate takeover as an organisation. So if you like the likes of Strongbow and Bulmers, Heineken own everything now. Western Cider is a good local cider. It's also available around the country, and they're a family owned business. A tremendous quality of cider available. And as we know, Hereford, they like a little bit of cider. That's what gives them their accents.
And just to say one review about the Chase Distillery. Chase Distillery is in a beautiful location. The setting for the tour matches the quality of the brand. We learned a lot about the gin and vodka making process. Our guide was interesting and knowledgeable. The tasting at the end was structured. Yeah, of course it was. That's because they weren't Mancunians. Can you imagine the tasting at the end of that tour, Swamper, if Tommy's truck or Vinny's wagon turned up outside? Can you imagine?
I've got a sneaky feeling. If it was a Trafford branch, it'd be very good. It'd be very orderly and as structured as you say. If it was anybody else, basically there'd be 50 bottles on there, and the glasses would have been left, and the bottles would have gone, and they would have been coming back up to the Republic with a straw in a big bottle of vodka, just enjoying it. That's the kind of way they roll. FC United of Manchester, but
there's other things as well which you could go see.
You could go see
the Hereford Cathedral, which admittedly isn't as impressive as the Salisbury Cathedral, and there's the Monkland Cheese Dairy as well, where you could go to. Now, Swampy, you're obviously a vegan, which will come of no surprise to our listeners. Would you be interested in going to a cheese dairy just to see what happens?
No. I'm afraid, and you know, it's no disrespect to the cows or the sheep or indeed the goats, depending on what kind of cheese that's being produced. But no, the process is a very simple one. It's the curds and whey, and Ben, the smell is absolutely revolting. Oh. Because the early process, I mean, when cheese is produced at its end result, you've got very many different flavours of cheese and some really stinky smell. Bathe in the stuff if you want to, but it's not my cup of tea at all. It's like a big vat of vomit, basically.
Just to say, there is other ways of making cheese, not just the Curzon way, but I'm sure if John Flanagan makes a piece of cheese, I'm sure it would be excellent.
You were just seeing that, weren't you, there? You were waiting for that to get in. How can I use this? Oh, I know. Wow. Here's a segue. Come on.
Right. So that's the tourist bit out of the way. Let's talk about the football, Swampet.
No, Ben, before you do. I always look to see who's from, you know, who's who.
Oh, yes.
Famous people there. Lots of old famous dead people, mainly Catholic priests. There are a couple of very famous people that actually come from the town called Hereford. All members, with the exception of Chrissie Hynde of the Pretenders, are from Hereford. Mock the Hoople, Ben. Frank Oz, the Muppets puppeteer, who obviously did the Muppets and did Yoda in Star Wars. He was born in Hereford and lived there for the first 5 years of his life.
Oh.
So there's something. But forget all that. I mean, you know, Mock the Hoople, very, very famous. The Pretenders, hugely famous. Frank Oz, massively famous. 2 weeks ago, Ben, we were in Kidderminster, weren't we? 3 weeks ago.
Yes, we were.
And who was the local celebrity star that I told you lived in the area? Can you remember?
I do remember. Oh, wait. We do this every week, so they all morph into one. Is it Leo Sayer?
It wasn't Leo Sayer, no. Rather loud, laughing voice.
Rusty.
That's it, Rusty Lee. Rusty Lee.
That's it, yeah. Sorry.
Rusty Lee, Kidderminster. Well, you know what? Hereford have got they've got someone to beat that.
Is it Gino De Campo?
It's not. It's better than that.
Is it Denise?
It's not. No.
Oh,
no.
Who's the other one? It's Dr. Steele. Dr. Steele.
No, it's not Dr.
John
Steele.
John Leslie.
No.
Wait, I know. There's Fern Britton.
Oh, you've ruined it.
Is it Fern Britton? Did they get it right? Oh, that's
no,
a shame.
No. Just calm down. Okay. That coffee's really kicking in now, isn't it?
It's a socialist coffee.
Socialist coffee. Socialist coffee from Greggs. They do bakes and they do slices, but they don't do pies. And everyone goes, oh, Greggs, the bakers that make pies. No, they don't. They don't make pies. But anyway, anyway. Drum roll. The most famous person to come from Hereford. I'm only laughing because I know the name of this person. Is Wincy Willis.
Who's Wincy Willis?
You don't. She's of TVAM fame. That's how.
Swamp
that's how.
I'm 35. That's
how famous she is. Wincy Willis and Rusty Lee. You honestly, you can't get a better. They should do a duet. They should do a Christmas song. The two of them together. It would be brilliant. But Wincy Willis. So have a look at Wincy Willis, Ben. You'll find her on a Wikipedia page. Come up TVAM, the old TVAM site, the Breakfast TV hub, all part of Breakfast TV. There's a recurring theme here. It's on to footbally matters, Ben. Footbally issues.
Yes,
footbally issues.
So you've not watched FC United in person for a few weeks now, and you've got this tricky task tomorrow because you've just got to jump in there. And essentially, it's like the first game in August because this is like the fifth different lineup FC United have had this season. But I think it's the best one, excitingly.
Ben, I am a professional, and I will tell you, Alisson, Senior, Thompson, O'Halloran, Lynch, Potts, Wallen, Piers, Willoughby, Donoghue, and on the bench, Bannister, Mansell, Crawford, Milligan and Baird.
Team sheet in front of you. Carry on.
How can I...
Go on.
How would I have a team? No. I've got to do my research.
I'm joking.
I have to do my research. You can't just throw accusations that I'm looking on the web page or I've written it all down in advance and basically just reading off a script.
Carry on.
Was that Mr. Quinn? Did Mr. Quinn just turn up then?
Oh, he's with us tomorrow as well.
I know he's with us. It's a full cast with the exception of Emily Maguire.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a downside, and also a very squeeze on the bus. The squeeze on the bus. No, tomorrow, I think, listen, I mean, we do this show prior to you speaking to Neil Reynolds this evening. So I'm sure there may be a little bit more news there. I know there is talk of maybe a few more players coming in. But he's slowly but surely changing his team. And you know what's really interesting? The philosophy he has in football, and it's something that I spoke about and have done for a long, long time. I talked about FC shape and I've talked about the distances between players. And, you know, people that are regular listeners to FC Live will hear me saying our midfield is 20 yards away from our defence. Our defence is 50 yards away from our attack. There's no consistency. There's no short balls. There's no 10 yard passes. It's all long 20 yard passes. And that's when players have the ball intercepted from them. They're on the back foot then because they're facing the wrong way and teams can attack. And what Neil does, and again, I've been an advocate of this, it's short, it's passing, it's everyone within 15 feet of each other, so there's always a player available to you. And that's what makes a good team. That's what makes an attractive football team to and also a productive football team, because if you lose the ball, bang, you're in. You know, you're in straight away. You've got the ball back. You're always hustling and bustling. All the best teams press when they haven't got the ball, even more so, and that's how they win the ball back, because the hunting groups, they're all close and connected together, and our players, some of them know that straight away in Potts, and it's no surprise that when Potts has come in, he's given the captain's armband. He's another Harry Winter sort of like attitude on the football pitch, and I've got to say, you know, he's building, developing that team, and they've got to get better and better and better. They're going to get fitter and fitter and fitter, and the quality of football will improve, because if you look at that team I've just mentioned, including the guys on the bench, that's a decent team, Ben.
It is a decent team.
That's a decent squad. We know Cole Lonsdale's gone out on dual registration to Lancaster, and a few other players are out on dual reg, you know, and that's going to only benefit them. But while they're getting the experience, you've got a really good team here. And let's not forget, there are a few players missing from that. You know, Harry Winter currently is not featuring. I know he had a concussion, didn't he, and then an injury. But it's going to be hard for Harry to get back in the team. Now, you would have, at the beginning of the season, had Harry on the starting 11 every single week. And I think now he's going to have to play himself back into this team. But I think that can only bode well for FC United. And I still can see a number of signings, because I know the likes of Thompson, it looks like to me, I'm not 100% sure, but it looks like with the fact that they let Cole go out and that we might have him for another month. But I think what Neil said in his interview to you was that he doesn't want to rely on loan players. He doesn't want to rely on the phone calls from managers and from clubs saying, you know what, we're having him back. That's happened with Priestley, hasn't it?
Yes, that did happen with Priestley. I mean, the amazing thing with Priestley was just the fact that, you know, we were talking, saying, you know, given where Southport are in the league, I'm surprised they've not given Priestley a phone call, and lo and behold, they did. So great man speak alike.
Well, they do, yeah. And the downside, they went 1-4-1, you know, an away game against Kidderminster on Saturday, which was, like, you know, quite incredible. But they also, the thing was, there was an understanding there, I believe, and he was going to be with FC till at least Christmas, you know, to the holiday period. And that's the problem when you've got loan players. They can be snapped back at any time. And I think from an FC perspective, as well as these youngsters are doing from Blackburn, if they let us have them to the end of the season, and that actually says, yes, you've got a year loan signing, and we will not bring them back, that's fine. But equally, Thompson could go back at any stage, you know, as we see with Priestley and a few others as well could go back, and he'll want to either get a guarantee that they're staying or basically let them go back and then fill them vacancies with additional players of his own making, his own mould, and create a team in his image together with his management team, including David Chadwick. But it looks good. I mean, big game tomorrow because we are, I think it's the worst away record versus the worst goals against record tomorrow. No. Something like that. No, yeah, something like that.
Is it the worst defence against the worst attack?
Did I not just say that in a different way?
it wasn't as concise. I'll give you that. Just let me check. It's two teams playing football, Swamper. Two teams.
It is, yes. It's
football, yes.
And it's for us, Ben, just to let you know, it's 3 hours and 20 minutes, my coach.
I know, it's a long way. I think it's longer than Blyth, actually.
Yes, but there are two. The alternative are, for me, though, forget the M6. It's let's go via the A49. It knocks off at least 3 minutes of the journey, and it's a much nicer journey, the A49.
All right, Alan. Anyway, right.
So, you know, might do that. But no, it should be interesting.
Just before we go then, Swampy, it's now time for your song for the week. Obviously, another person from Hereford is Ellie Goulding. Would you like to play Ellie Goulding or not?
I noticed there's a whole plethora of people that come from the area. Oh, by the way, just in case anyone gets lost tomorrow, anyone's injured, anyone's in need of assistance, 0143 is the dialing code. Very important, 0143, the dialing code. And if you've got any complaints, contact the local MP, Jesse Norman, Conservative MP from 2010 to 2017. Read quite a few books. He's a big Cameron supporter, and also a Jacob Crackers Mog.
No, he's not, is
there? Oh, he is a fan of his. Look, he's an Etonian, and they're all ex-Etonians. So, you know, if you're not happy with the game tomorrow, you don't like the taste of a pie, well, that's what the local MP's there for. Write a letter of complaint to the MP.
I wasn't happy with the pie.
Wasn't
Mancunian enough. Didn't have enough filling or gravy. Anyway, they do pies in Hereford, don't they? It's not like Stourbridge.
Well, I thought you would have done your research, Ben, beforehand, because I'm not a pie man, because basically they never really provide a quality vegan pie at ground. So unless you go to a team actually not too far from there, Forest Green.
Oh, yes.
They provide phenomenally good food at reasonable prices. And that is socialist food in there. That is proper socialist food. It's all made on wind power.
Just to say, he's the local MP is in charge of roads, local transport and devolution. So it's his fault.
He is indeed, yeah. Bottles.
Right. So, just before we go, do you want a song from Jesse Norman, or does he not do songs as well?
No, I'm not doing that. I've got a song for you by a wonderful band, actually, called The Death Grips.
Okay.
And the track's called Black Paint. It's the only one on the entire album that doesn't have any swear words. If you're easily offended, turn it up.
Swamper, we'll see you on Saturday live from Edgar Street. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you soon.
Alright, my friend, take care.
This is FCUM Radio, where fluorescent coloured football boots are completely unacceptable.